59 finalists for the Australian Museum Eureka Prize are in. The Australian Museum Eureka Prizes are the country's most comprehensive national science awards, honouring excellence across the areas of research and innovation, leadership, science engagement and school science. It offers a 200K prize across a broad spectrum of departments, but it's not just about the money. Dr. Vanessa Perotta is a nominee for the Celestino Eureka Prize, promoting understanding of science. The good doctor from Macquarie University champions ocean conservation through clear, accessible science communication. A wildlife scientist specialising in whale research, a trusted media voice, and the author of three books for children's, teens, and adults. Dr. Vanessa Perotta joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. What's up, Doc?
Good morning. I am so happy to be talking to you.
Welcome back anytime you want. Congratulations on your nomination. Where were you when you found out and how did it make you feel?
I was driving, and first of all, thank you. I was driving along with my eldest calf, my small son, and I had the phone call come through and I was very excited and delighted that to be a finalist. This is so wonderful because for those who don't know, the Australian Museum Eureka Awards, the prizes are just like the Oscars of the science world. And so for us, it's a big, amazing opportunity for us as scientists to be recognised, but to celebrate with such a wonderful community. And I think, to be honest, and the big secret here, the community that are part of this is the coolest thing about the prize.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even if you win or you don't win, whatever, you're a finalist and it's just you make fabulous friends and it's just a wonderful celebration of recognising science and what we do as scientists to get our message across.
Well, you might need more room there in the trophy cabinet. You're also the recipient of the New South Wales Premier's Women's of Excellence Award.
Oh, yes, I'm very grateful for that. I am so absolutely grateful because what it is doing, it's just being recognised for the community work that I'm really trying to ignite both from Sydney and nationally and internationally. These are opportunities for the everyday person to be recognised, but people talking about why it's important to learn about whales and, oh, we have dolphins in our harbour. So it's getting the average person who wouldn't necessarily give a hoot about the ocean to connect with it and then have those next generations connect with it as well, because whales are long-lived as well, like us. And as long as a whale might be swimming in the ocean up to 80 years plus, hopefully we will too.
Did you go and check out the whales when they came into Sydney Harbour?
I was very proudly babysitting the whale in Sydney Harbour with New South Wales Maritime and National Parks and Wildlife Service. Yeah, it was amazing.
That is so cool. What does that entail?
Oh, well, essentially, as you can imagine, a whale is a fabulous thing to see. But when we have a whale in the harbour, people hold their breath because the last thing we want is a whale to be interacting with a vessel in a negative way. So it was very much a make sure we know where the whale is at all times so we can have giant cruise ships go in and out of the harbour safely and with the whale safe as well.
That is so cool. What was it that inspired you to delve into whale research, to indeed make whale research and ocean conservation your life?
Oh, my goodness. It was definitely my childhood. You might not know, but I grew up on a farm outside of Canberra.
Yeah. Not a lot of whales there, I assume.
40 acres of no whales, no sea. But it was the movie Free Willy where I was just obsessed. And I always wanted to be the dolphin trainer and do anything I could. So I had whale books and I surrounded myself with these things. And I just naturally, through that curiosity, led myself to being near them and doing everything and anything I can to learn about them and now share the research that I do with teamwork around the world, which is such an honour.
Yes, and you are sharing that research as well. You're the founder of citizen science programs that help Australians make informed decisions about the future of our marine ecosystem.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the thing is that we are surrounded by ocean here in Australia, and that's a big thing, okay? But not many of us understand it. So as I'm talking to you right now, I'm on the Gold Coast and I'm looking at the ocean. People are launching their boats right now. It's a beautiful thing to see, but I wonder if people really understand the importance of the ocean for us and how that they can, with their decisions, make sure that they protect it, but also ensure that they have it in the best tip-top shape for the next gen.
Yeah.
And so my research is very much about understanding the marine world and then providing that information to decision makers for more targeted conservation action.
Okay. Well, the question I like to ask intelligent people like yourself with a lot of love for the environment, what's the thing that an average everyday person can do to ensure that we sort of maintain and improve the ocean ecosystem?
The number one thing that I always say is don't release your balloons into the air. If you're going to a party on the weekend, don't release balloons. Please don't. I really don't like balloons in the air. I like balloons, but I don't want them in the air. And then the other thing is plastic bags. They're obviously a thing of the past, but they're not. They're still hanging out in the ocean.
They're still there.
Yeah, so please, just those small actions. I know it might sound repetitive, but that balloon one is a really big message. And your listeners will probably think, oh, I didn't even think of that. And it's something that happens. And, yeah, because the amount of times I've seen balloons on the Humpback Highway, well, it's not a good thing, guys. So we need to make sure that we clean up our act, but also don't be fatigued, because it's the most amazing thing in the ocean. And if you, little sneaky plug, if you have young kids as well, it's only yesterday that Play School's latest science time has just been released for National Science Week, and you can catch me talking about why whales don't need to wear coats.
All right. I will put a link to that up on the 2SER website, where we link to all the research you're doing. And I imagine the picking up a bit of rubbish when you're there at the beach can't be understated as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what I saw yesterday? I saw someone having a cigarette and throwing it on the side of the road. I mean, who does that? People are still doing it. Please just clean up your act.
Yeah, I know they might do that in movies and stuff, but come on.
I know, but it's awful to see. So, yeah, we want a nice, healthy environment, because it is really important for all of us. And whether you think it or not, the reality is the ocean is incredibly important for every day. So just a reminder for everyone.
Indeed. Okay, so back to the Eureka Prizes, which is really, really exciting. The winners will be presented in partnership with some of the nation's leading scientific institutions, government organisations, unis, corporations. Besides making friends and having a good time there and looking fabulous and wearing a coat because you can't give it to a whale, what are some of the outcomes that you're hoping to achieve as being involved in the awards?
Oh, well, being a finalist is first and foremost the best thing that can come out of this, because people have an understanding of what I'm trying to do as a scientist, which is making myself and others accessible to everyone, because as scientists we have that obligation, but also spreading the awareness of the importance of our need for future research in Australia.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is just generally making sure that people understand why science is so important in terms of why we do it, but having people understand it so it's relatable. And so promoting an understanding of science is incredibly crucial, because one of the things I do as a scientist is I'm there for when people want to understand what happens in whales strand. What are we doing about whales getting caught in nets? That's what I'm talking about today here on the Gold Coast. So there's a variety of things that I particularly am doing in my field of expertise, but it's also other people doing amazing things as well, whether it be neuroscience, frog ID. This is just some of my fabulous finalists.
Yeah.
Dr. Lilo Landowski and Dr. Jodie Rowling from the Australian Museum. It is just the honour to be with fabulous people who are doing really good science, but sharing that with the nation so that we all are better informed together to make good decisions.
The winners will be announced next month on Wednesday, 3rd of September. You're already a winner in our eyes. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Perotta, for joining us. I will link to your research on your website, you doing your thing on Play School. All the best. The winners will be announced, as I said, next month. Head to australian.museum for more. Dr. Vanessa, do come back soon, won't you? Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much.